time for Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. Joined, as always, the last Wednesday of every month is reserved for the one and only manager, city manager of Beloit, not Wisconsin, but Kansas, Jason Raby. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing great.
All right, so let's get to it. What's new? What do people need to know about that you guys are working on, or whatever else is happening in the world today as we head into May already?
I know, isn't that crazy? I think a couple things. First of all, it's, like you said, it's weird to think that we're already in this time of year, but pool passes will be for sale for the Chautauqua Swimming Pool here shortly. So take a look at our City of Beloit Facebook page. That's where all the details on the dates for when you can go buy them. There's obviously some discounts for buying them early and whatnot. And there's different levels for families and single folks and senior citizens or whatever age category you fall into. So I'm excited about the pool season coming up and probably look a little bit more normal like it used to, obviously. So none of the scheduling stuff or anything like that. So definitely get your pool passes and enjoy the summer out there. And then the other thing that we got coming up, and again, it's on Facebook, and we'll get more details out about it, but just as you're doing your spring cleaning, again, it's that time of year. I know that my wife's had me busy helping with that type of thing.
How much of the stuff is yours and how much
we don't have baseball this weekend, so get the stuff done type thing, so which is a good thing. The week of June 7th through the 11th, so it's the week right after the citywide garage sales that traditionally take place there in early June, as we'll have a citywide what we call cleanup day, so we'll have details on what you can actually put out by the curb. Obviously we don't take everything, but we take a lot of that just stuff that's been sitting around in the garage or the basement and take it to the landfill for you. So more will be coming out about that, but those are two just normal summery things that we've got going on that mm-hmm. always creep up on everybody. But again, our Facebook page is probably the best for the most up-to-date information, and we'll post it in other places too, and take advantage of it.
All right. Let's see. We talked about it last time, but the sidewalk process continues,
on. Yeah, it's kind of the weather's been kind of a bearcat for them, but they got a lot of the sidewalk poured. It's just now they're kind of working on it. They have some different walls, to meet the different engineering requirements and the ADA requirements that really make that sidewalk nice and accessible for everybody. There's a lot of different little challenges they have to cross. I always joke, this is not necessarily true, but it feels like it, is sidewalks sometimes are the toughest thing to build mm-hmm. because the street's already there, the yard's already there, all the geography is already in place, and you got to build the sidewalk to conform to that. And so but it'll be, again, just like the other phases, it'll be a really nice addition. Ironically, I was sitting on a corner where they were working on one, just looking at one of the little challenges they had, just so I understood it, so I could talk to the property owner. And yeah, about eight kids they're on the sidewalk coming down that we'd put in, walked around the street to get around that little spot that was getting done, and walked on down the sidewalk. So it's always fun to see it being completed. Mm-hmm. And it just makes the town look nice. So that's going on. Another thing that I've been talking about with you, Wade, for quite a few years, and just wanting to make sure that we get enough awareness out there is the moving the Lions Field this summer. So obviously we'll play baseball on it one more year in its current location, and then it's going to get moved across the street. So we do have we've always had kind of an overall computer-generated plan, like a picture of it, some graphics of it, and now we actually are getting the kind of more of the engineering, like here's where it's going to get staked out and actually mm-hmm. put in where it actually fits. So it'll go right across the street, kind of all into that one area now for the sports complex. So it'll be a really great addition, and as we're going to see here in a couple of days with the Beloit Relays, the parking is sorely needed in that area, and so then that'll be a parking lot right there. So that's really exciting, and if you have more questions, just reach out to me. We've got a lot of great, like I said, graphics layouts that have been done of it, so it really makes a lot of sense and really looks really, really nice when it's all said and done, and my goal is to kind of get those reproduced and have them sitting there at Lions Field, probably get them plastered on the fence for games this summer so everybody can see it and understand what's going to happen, because obviously it's a memorable field and location, and we want to keep that to some degree, and but just get it with all of its brothers and sisters across the street. So that'll be another big piece that's going on. And then kind of building off of that, is that North Walnut project. So we kind of really want to get that moved because that's kind of our next major street project is that, you know, that North Hersey, Gaylord is kind of the flat part of the curve, the east-west, and then it goes into North Walnut going north-south there by the high school. So that part's getting designed, and we really are hoping to tackle that sometime next, you know, early next spring into summer and get that all redone. And that'll be a really nice addition. You know, that's a really high traveled road. I'm really interesting to see right now we're getting the last traffic counts we got were in 2017. It looks like KDOT's doing those again right mm-hmm. now. So you'll see those little bumpers everywhere. And so it'll be really interesting to see. But, you know, that North Walnut's obviously a very highly traveled road and also doesn't have a lot of legs under it. You mm-hmm. know, it's been pretty beat up. We've kind of bandaged it a little bit and it's obviously showing signs again of failure. So that'll be really nice to kind of get that area all, you know, geometrically correct as far as roads are and travel and you know, turning lanes but also kind of really set in stone what we've got going on at the sports complex and the football field and the throwing area that the school has and eventually that parking lot. So a lot of good mm-hmm. things going on in that area.
Right. So. For those that are wondering, like with the Lions Field where we played Pee Wee Baseball, it's right there, right across from the football field and the track, okay? Yep. And that's what would become a parking lot, but it'll still be playing baseball this year, last summer on that field. And then that field, okay, the Lions Field, will be more like over in the soccer field area, right?
Is well, so not quite. It'll not be quite. Right where the parking area, kind of where we park over there by okay. field four or the right. T-ball field. Mm-hmm. If you get kind of right by the – just – south of the water tower,
okay,
that little area, that's where it's going to squeeze into. So okay. it is directly across the street from where it is right now.
It'll fit into that spot. I remember we talked about how we didn't know if it would or not.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of tweaking to the fence line. Okay. You know what I mean? It won't be exactly the same shape necessarily, but mm-hmm. it'll be very similar in shape to field four. Which is completely fine.
I got you.
Yeah.
And then does that open up opportunities like for parking on the other side of things?
We kind of assume, and just the way the design looks, is that parking lot that'll be where the Lions Field is will be sufficient to serve, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, you can park there and just walk right across the street to get into the sports complex. Mm-hmm. Or you can park up there in the high school parking lot, kind of that southern part of it. If you play in baseball over on the girls softball or the mm-hmm. high school or the field one. So that's kind of how we envision that is the parking will be from the outside and you just cross mm-hmm. right into it. It'll kind of give it the potential if you ever had tournaments or whatever to have more of a controlled access.
Right.
And in the future, what we'd really like to see is we still need more fields. That's really the big rub. We still need fields. You know, this thankfully gets it all into one area, mm-hmm. which makes it a lot easier to do those types of things. But then, where the soccer fields are that you're referring to mm-hmm. Is where we would like to put another baseball/softball type field, mm-hmm. Which would be really nice. Mm-hmm. And then soccer and flag football, we still have access. We've made arrangements with the school on where we can play those and do those. So those mm-hmm. wouldn't, you know, soccer really hasn't been around, but, you know, the flag football I know is really popular. So there'd still be access for that.
Yeah. Soccer's around there for a while, but then the last, I know, a few years, I mean, my oldest son, he played soccer. He enjoyed it, but obviously there's just not enough interest apparently.
There's so many competition with other sports, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It is
interesting
so
with
kids.
Soccer, though. Like, we were talking about that with our kids is that, like, mm-hmm. you go, we were in Kansas City this past weekend.
Yeah,
I mean,
huge.
Soccer's all over the place. It's basically soccer all the time. And then here, we don't have soccer at Parks and Recreation anymore than we used to.
Yeah.
But then we got a lot of kids that are involved in baseball. So it's just kind of an
interesting
dynamic.
It. Yeah, we
you know?
Kept
Can't
putting
do
it out
everything.
There. Exactly. And you just don't get any, not much response.
Right.
You know? And if it's something that we feel like that's out there, we'll do
it again. Absolutely.
But yeah, I think you're right. You know, it's track and baseball really cannibalize it mm-hmm. For our youth around here.
Yeah, right. But there is some ground
bigger areas.
That
there's
do
more
down
kids.
Down that,
yeah, exactly. Those bigger areas. There's more kids like, I don't like track. I don't like baseball, but I'll play soccer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, different
options,
you know. Absolutely. And then one more thing before we let you go, in case people have kind of missed it, but where can you tell things sitting on, you know, the electric bill, the cold weather thing, just maybe put a bow on that or whatever?
I think we're pretty close. You know, there's going to be some long-term impact. You'll see a little bit, but nothing major. I should probably qualify that. I just mean that, you know, we have contract power, which really saved our bacon, but even mm-hmm. they have a fuel cost adjustment.
Sure.
So it was a small piece of during that time that we had, and they basically, their board has given, you know, so this is a big, you know, it's called the Grand River Dam Authority. I mean, they're a big outfit out of, I think, Oklahoma or Arkansas. We buy a piece of our power. And so their board's given, because they affect a lot of people, their board's given the ability to spread that over 7 years, over multiple years. So, you know, it's just going to be kind of like probably what's going to happen to your gas bill. It's going to be a tweak, you know, for a little bit of time. And so will that tweak really affect our pricing or have to affect our rates? You know, I don't really see it, you know, so I feel pretty good about it. You know, we really survived it really well, and we kind of have some cushion in there to hopefully help kind of absorb that if that does take effect over the next couple of years. So I feel like we really came out of it really cleanly, and you know, just looking at the first 4 months of our rate structure, you know, I was looking at that the other day. I think we're down our per kilowatt, at least on what I was calculating a little bit for residential, was I want to say down 14% or 16% from 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're tracking really well. And of course I think that almost helped us.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Compared to a lot of towns. So we'll see if that holds true through the end of the year. But, but yeah, it's, well, things are going the right direction with that. Again, it was investment by the community and governing bodies over a lot of years to make sure that we had that ability. So
good to know. Good to know. Jason Raby, City Manager, Beloit, as always, appreciate your time on the final Wednesday of every month. We will see you at the end of May, my friend.
Shoo. Yep.
Going by quick.
Yep.
Thanks, Jason. Yep. Jason Raby, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.